From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. It's Here and Now, and we're following news that is breaking right now. Multiple news organizations reporting that the U.S. Olympic Committee has ended its effort to bring the 2024 Summer Olympics to Boston.
This news follows a surprise news conference earlier today in which Boston Mayor Marty Walsh said he would not sign a contract with the USOC that put any taxpayer money on the line if there were cost overruns for the Games. Joining us now with reaction is Alan Abrahamson, who's with Three Wire Sports. He's in Los Angeles. And Dante Ramos, a columnist with the Boston Globe. He's here in Boston. And Dante, let me go to you first. Quite a surprise.
It's a surprise, the timing perhaps, but things were headed in this direction for several weeks now. It's clear that the needs of the city and the needs of the USOC had diverged, and it just took them a while to figure that out.
Why was there such opposition in Boston to hosting the Games?
It's going to be chalked up to an element of NIMBYism and parochialism, and perhaps there was an element of that here in Boston. But I think the plans that the Boston 2024 organizers came up with never quite gelled and never completely looked realistic. And I think people, you know, some people who were in the middle took a look at what was developing and just didn't really see it happening.
Alan Abrahamson, what's the view from Los Angeles, which we should say is a city that may end up getting the bid from the USOC now that it looks like Boston's not going to?
Well, for sure Boston's not going to. The USOC just put out a statement saying it's over. So for sure we can say on the record now that it's done. The view in Los Angeles is that Los Angeles is always ready, willing, and able to stage the Games. And you know, let's get it on.
Well, what do you think about this? The idea that Boston won the bid over cities including Los Angeles, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and then couldn't muster the support to actually go forward with the bid?
Well, I think the problem is, I forget whether it's Boston Magazine or somebody wrote that what happened in this context is the antithesis of a New England town meeting. Usually you try to get people to buy into the idea beforehand, and then you go forward. In this instance, what happened was that it was presented as a fait accompli to the people of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and there wasn't that necessary buy-in, and so this thing was doomed from the start.
Dante, what does Boston lose by not going forward with this bid?
The biggest thing that Boston loses is the deadline that an Olympics might have imposed for certain types of improvements, you know, new housing, new, you know, new construction of new parts of the city. And that now goes out the window. On the other hand, there are some good ideas, planning ideas that came out of this bid that hopefully the city will be able to capitalize in the future.
Alan, do you think that this jeopardizes the U.S. bid overall? Is it going to be possible for another city to put together a bid in the time left before it would have to go up against cities around the world?
So it's a complicated question. The only city that could possibly do this is Los Angeles. There's a stadium, there's infrastructure, and there's political support at the state, local level. Everyone's all in. So that's the first answer. The second answer is that the hole that has been dug here is considerable. And, you know, I'll be at the IOC session in Malaysia in just a couple days, and we'll all have a better feel for this. But this could have been an American runaway victory, and now we will see whether it's possible to pull out a victory amid what have to be long odds.
And Dante, is it your sense that there would ever be a moment in the future where Boston would decide that it wants to host a big event like the Olympics?
I don't think it'll be for 2028. I think the memories of this are going to hang over this particular discussion for a while. Who knows? Maybe Boston 2040.
Alan, I should say, by the way, you say L.A. is the one place where there's the support. L.A. also has a history of a successful Olympic Games back in 1984 that they're looking to and saying, well, it didn't cost us a ton of money to do that one.
Not just one Olympic Games, but two, 1932 and 1984. And the dynamic here in California is very, very different. For instance, the University of Southern California He was already committing to renovate the Coliseum, which would be the centerpiece of any Olympics here, at the tune of $600 million, and that's not going to cost anybody anything except for the university. And, you know, the big secret in California or in Los Angeles is that there is $40 billion with a B dollars of light rail and other transit improvements going in, and, you know, things are happening here.
All right. Alan Abrahamson and Dante Ramos of the Boston Globe, thank you so much for joining us on the breaking news today that Boston will not bid for the 2024 Summer Olympics.